directly made like I got 4 hours of sleep last night. I'm sorry.
You got what?
I got 4 hours of sleep last night. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Hopefully not for a bad reason.
No.
So what's your question? You mean like, are you asking like what man-made organization do I like the most?
Well,
kind of. Religious organization?
Not even that, but what is a group of Christians, I suppose, who live an example that you would approve of?
Well, let me just tell you this. Jesus said in the last days there will be few. And he said, will there be any faith left on earth when he returns? I believe his return is coming closer every day, obviously. So the answer to that question is, today I see no religious organizations that are keeping the commandments of God and doing according to God's way. Now, if you go way back to the first century, I would name the first century Acts, the church in Acts. I would name the Corinthians. I would name the Ephesians. They had some sins, but they still were striving. Now, if you go further in history, I would say you'd have to go back 500 or 600 years ago to like the early Anabaptists. Like a man like Menno Simons, and we're not Anabaptists. Today, the Anabaptists are corrupt and sinful. But Menno Simons was a godly man in many ways. He preached the biblical gospel. He risked his life to preach it. He lived for the kingdom of God. The Anabaptists today are more about money, and they live in little communities.
Are they prosperity gospel guys?
Are they what?
Prosperity gospel.
No. The Anabaptists would be like Amish and Mennonite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they would be like the closest, but other than that, I don't find anyone in an organized religion that's preaching the biblical gospel that's on the card my wife gave you, that's coming out of the world, that's teaching people how to act, live, dress, talk, come out of the culture. I don't know anybody like that. What I do know is a handful of saints scattered all over the world doing that. And so my encouragement to you is, if you're seeking the kingdom of God in truth, don't look for numbers and people in a building or a system. You're going to be deceived. Walk right where God's called you. Conform your life and your ways to everything in Scripture, and then you must have to be. Where do you live?
Some prairie, some prairie.
You might have to be a Noah in your town, meaning nobody else in your town believes what you believe the Scriptures say. You got to be a Noah and be faithful. What if you just join a church group that's full of corruption and sin just to be with people? You love them more or God more?
Good point.
That's fellowship idolatry. So, and you know me, and I know a brother in Nakusa. And he's a young brother. I don't know, how old are you?
26.
Okay, he's like 31. He would love to know a brother and love to a local brother here and Bible study with a brother and help him along in the faith. His name is Kevin. If you want to email me, I'd love to hook you guys up and you guys could talk and email. He would encourage you. So there are saints out there, but don't look for numbers in a building. You're not going to find them.
Well, I'm genuinely curious. I was kind of raised, born up Catholic. So yeah. In a lot of ways, it's more like the natural form of Christianity to me, how I understand it. But if you ask me doctrinally, I don't know that I can defend or even understand.
Yeah, it might seem natural, but that's only because it's blended a whole bunch of man-made ways with some ways of God's Word. I actually have an article on my teaching blog. I take you to the catechism, and I take 10 points from the catechism, and I totally refute them in the Word of God.
Is your primary issue with the blending of the pagan elements?
Yeah, well, my issue with it is the gospel is not right. They teach a lot of man-made works for salvation. We don't teach man-made works for salvation. We teach that the works that you'll exhibit are the fruit that you have salvation.
As in if...
Where
if
they
you,
say
if
you got
if you have genuine faith in you, you will just naturally perform
right.
good works.
I'm married to my wife and I love her. What's the fruit of that?
Love.
I'm faithful to her and I don't beat her up. Okay. But if you knew that I was unfaithful to her and I beat her up, would you believe that I loved her?
Not in any godly way.
Yeah, so there you go. So how do people, I want to ask a question, how do people in America claim they love God? They go to church on Sunday, whether it's Baptist, Lutheran, Catholic, and then they go in the world and they live like the world and they sin a lot and they live worldly. How can they say they love God? Same example. We're the bride, he's the groom. Aren't we supposed to be faithful to our bridegroom? So, yeah, my main problem with the Catholic system is they have one man pope over it. That's not what Christ ordained. They have a false gospel of man-made works, confession, Eucharist, all that. They have a whole bunch of paganism like relics and praying to Mary. That's not of God. They have a whole system of building. It's the richest organization in the world. What does that tell you? Jesus said freely it was given, freely you should give. They sit there and take everybody's money and the Pope sits on the throne of gold. So yeah, there's a lot of reasons, and my website has a lot of articles on Roman Catholicism. I'm just going to say this boldly, ready? There will not be one Roman Catholic in heaven.
Really?
You know what there'll be? People that were Roman Catholic that repented and had to come out of it. And I say this broadly, there'll be no denominational people in heaven. There'll be no Baptists, no Lutherans, no Methodists. If you are that and you're of God, you got to repent and come out of it. You see what I'm saying? Because Jesus said, unless you worship in spirit and truth, in John 4:24. Then he said in Mark 7, you worship God in vain, keeping man-made traditions. So all of them are keeping man-made traditions. Are they worshiping God in vain for Jesus?
So this is kind of an idol that's been constructed, maybe in some distorted image of God coming from the 4th century B.C.
Well, you know what they did? No, you know what they did is, see, Christ came and did away with the building system. Christ came and did away with the priest system, one man. Christ came and did away with a building, and they reconstructed it all. They brought all that back, right? They brought all that back. They brought the building back. They brought the priest or the pastor back. They brought the control back. And God did away with all that. So that it's Satan's design. All those denominations are of Satan. They're not a man. Or excuse me, they're not a God. They're of Satan and a man.
So what's your opinion on technology in general? Because it seems like...
Well, I'm using an iPhone, and I use it for God's glory. I don't watch porn on it. I don't watch movies. I don't do anything sinful. That's my van. It's a tool. I can run people over with it, or I can drive to go preach the gospel. It's a tool. This is only wicked if you make it wicked. A gun. I got guns. I hunt. I can shoot meat and put food on the table, or I could shoot you. That would be wicked and evil. So technology is just a tool. There's nothing sinful about it. I do use it. And but again, I would encourage you that are you a believer of Christ?
I hope so.
Okay. Are you born again?
How does that mean?
So if you doubt it, you probably haven't been. Well, by the gospel, faith in Christ's perfect work, his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection, you come to a place in your life where you go, I live my way is sinful. And if I live the culture's way, it's sinful. But if I live God's way, I know that's the way. You repent, which means you come out of the culture, you come out of the church, you come out of your flesh. Your flesh is your enemy. You know that. And when you repent, in Acts 5:32, it says, God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Doesn't give it to anybody. It says he gives it to those who obey him. So when you, by faith in Christ's perfect work, we need his perfect righteousness. Did you ruin your perfect righteousness?
In my life, I definitely have.
I have too. So we need his perfect righteousness. We can't work our way to heaven, but works back up our saving faith. He created us for good works, Ephesians 2:10 says. And so by faith and repentance, you'll be born again by the Spirit of God. Born again is not some church experience. It's not some water dip experience. It's not feeling warm and fuzzy and falling on the ground and having some kind of a cult experience. No, no, no. Born again is where a time in your life where you went, man, that summer of 2022, I started reading the Word. Maybe I met a street preacher. I started seeking God's truth, and I started seeing things different. I started seeing my sin, the world's sin, and I desired to change. And it's like a period of time where I call it the lights go on, and you start seeing things different. And you know what the real evidence you're born again is? Your flesh still wants to sin. But you know what being born again does when the Holy Spirit comes in you? He ruins you to sin. See, when I was a worldly man, I loved sin. Whether it was porn or drinking or fornication or doing whatever, I loved it. When I repented and came to Christ, he changed my heart and my mind. Now I got a spirit man and a flesh man. My flesh still wants all that stuff. But you know what? I can't even go and enjoy it anymore. Because the Holy Spirit convicts you and says that's sin and that's wrong.
The Lord's Spirit does say, lead us not into temptation. It doesn't say, let us resist temptation.
Yep, yep.
The whole idea is if you have limited willpower, if you're always resisting, then it's going to break at some point. You're going to lose it. You have to be in a point where you just kind of understand yourself as, I am not the person who does that kind of thing.
Right, and the Bible says that grace, he gives us the power to overcome, and the Holy Spirit is in us. He gives us the knowledge of truth. Studying the Scriptures, if you know true saints, like I'm telling you about my brother, he's a godly, holy man. He's come out of the church system. He's come out of the culture. If you know true saints, you can confide in them and Bible study with them, and that'll all give you encouragement to walk after the ways of God. But that's the fruit that you're born again. So by faith and repentance, your life changes and you go, I want God, I want his word, I don't want the culture and I don't want the church system. And the fruit you're born again is not that you just have some religious experience and then you just go back living the way you were. Holiness and obedience. So you start scouring the Scriptures. You know, I learned the Bible tells us how to dress. It does. The Bible tells us how to talk. It does. Or how to not talk. The Bible tells us who to associate with. The Bible tells us how to spend our money, how not spend our money. The Bible tells us how to worship him, how to not worship him. All these things fall under the Lordship. And I ask everybody, like, do you have a job?
Yes.
Do you have rules to your job?
Yes.
What happens if you don't obey them?
Probably get fired.
Yeah. How come everybody follows the rules of their job and of the streets and of the town and of the government? Really good, except criminals. But yet the things of God, they go, I don't really have to follow those.
Well, it's
you do.
To- picture the worldly world than the abstract world.
Exactly. That's why we have to keep living with the mind of Christ, going, eternity's coming. And it's amazing too. I'll be out videotaping, and I have this is for safety, because they call the police on me all the time, and I say, you want to see my entire body footage? And they're like, you're good. Because people literally say, I threatened to punch them, I was chasing them, I was cussing at them, I'm telling their little kids they're going to burn in hell. And I said, officer, I don't preach that way. Would you like to see it? He goes, you're good. The cops know me. They know I don't preach that way. But it's amazing to me. Let's say you get upset by that. You go, oh, you're, and I'm not going to use this. This is just for security. It won't be anywhere. But they say, oh, you're audio or videotaping. And I go, yeah. And they go, that bothers me. And I always go to them, it should bother you more that God hears and God sees every single thing you do and everything you think. When was the last time you lost sleep over that? Don't worry about the street preacher doing it. God sees everything, every thought, every intent of your heart and your mind. People should lose sleep over that. Because the Bible says the beginning of wisdom is fear of God. And so when we fear God, by faith and repentance, we can be born again. Holiness and obedience. So the scriptures teach us to come out of the world. So if you love sports and movies and politics and entertainment, you ask God, God, is this of you or is this of the world, Satan? And if you scour the scriptures, you know what you're going to find?
Tell you.
Football, movies, politics, you know, everything outside of what God commanded, like a job. Unless your job is sinful. If you told me I'm a bartender, I'd say, God would want you to have a better job than that. That's kind of sinful. But God does command us to work and make money to support ourselves.
Right.
But everything outside of that, this whole path here, this is the broad road to destruction. And
yeah,
people,
this is a tourist trap.
And people come to entertain themselves here, and I say, why are you here? They go, what do you mean? I go, why are you here if you're of God? Are you handing out gospel tracts? Are you preaching the gospel? Oh, no, man, I'm here to have fun. And I go, are Christians supposed to have fun in the world, or are we supposed to be in the world or not of the world?
Yeah, I did. I came here, I thought it was going to be just this very green nature place and all these wooded areas and things. I'm somewhat disappointed by the results.
Oh, you've never been here before?
Never.
Oh, where are you from? Are you from the Sun Prairie?
No, I'm working. I come from Colorado.
Oh, Colorado.
So there's this Soviet Union director, Andrei Tarkovsky. He was a Greek Orthodox church, so you probably wouldn't approve, but
yeah.
Sometimes the Soviets can be so pretentious. He was in Utah, I think it was with Colorado. He said, I knew the Americans were a vulgar people when I visited Utah and realized they were using that land to make movies about cowboys instead of making movies about God. That's my thing of Colorado.
Yeah. So, the Dells. It's a tourist trap. It's a flesh trap. And so, going back to the gospel, by faith, repentance, you're born again. Holiness and obedience is the fruit, and then you have to endure in it. If you want to keep your job, you got to show up every day and endure in it. If I want my marriage to be successful, I got to endure in it. Salvation is not raise your hand, say a prayer, I'm in no matter what. No. Jesus said follow, strive, endure, obey. That's the fruit you love him. So that's the gospel. I was here calling out this false teacher.
How are you doing, sir?
You're up. You're up on the internet. Look it up. You got called out. God bless those who obey him, false teacher. He's a Baptist pastor. He was out here last weekend or the other weekend. I asked him to preach the gospel to a lost guy in the chair. He couldn't do it. The guy in the chair said, I'd like to hear the gospel. He sat down and told the guy, well, just call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. And I said, you're going to give him one scripture verse? What about repentance? What about being born again? What about holiness and obedience, without which the Bible says you won't see God? And what about enduring the faith? He got all frustrated and walked away.
Was he preaching too, or was he having a conversation?
He was out handing gospel tracts.
Okay.
I met a couple of his youngsters and I got to talk to them. They were very open to what I had to say, but they go to this Baptist church. And the Baptist faith, again, the easy believism, what fills up the pews? Hey, just believe, name the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. Well, even the demons believe in God and they tremble. It takes a lot more than that. So what I would encourage you to do is Jesus said, count the cost and examine. Paul said, examine yourself. See where you are. If you live like the culture, if you fit into the world and you're doing what the world does, you're still outside of the truth and the ways of God. And I always tell people, God's standard is way up here. The culture standard. American religion is about right here. God says, get up to here for my glory. Does that make sense?
It does.
It does. And holiness is coming out, being separate from the culture. That's why you'll notice we dress different. Okay? God taught us that. In Genesis 3, he kills animals and sheds blood and gives us our first covering. Go read it. Genesis 3:21.
And it's in accordance with that?
It's a tunic-like garment.
Okay.
Which is a long, loose garment that covers up our body parts.
It looks cool, honestly.
Wouldn't it be awesome if people cover up their body parts so you wouldn't have to see them?
Well, there's this big, you talk to men of a certain age, and they're talking about these TV actresses, and they were always talking about how beautiful they were and things like that. Then there's this show, Game of Thrones, and they show everything on that show. And so you think, oh, wow, people must think of them as the most beautiful women on the planet, but no one has any interest in them because they're all, like, neat in a butcher shop or
yeah.
something.
My point is, God, this is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so if you're born of God, you want to cover it in a way that obeys God. And Christ said he made the way for those who obey him, Hebrews 5:9. So if you want to be in Christ, you got to obey him as fruit that you know him. That's what my website is there for. Thousands of resources to help teach you. I don't take a penny from anybody. I support myself. My wife and I live in our camper van. We travel the country. I retired early to do this. And again, I know a brother. He lives up in Nakusa. He would love to. He's about your age, 31. He'd love to encourage you in the faith. Do you belong to a church system right now?
I go to Catholic Mass every Sunday.
You need to repent of that. That's idolatry. That monstrance and the bread and the wine, that's not Jesus anymore. This is more idolatry. You need to repent of all of that. And my offer to you, my challenge to you is repent of that system. Get in the Word of God and test it. Take 2 or 3 months. Don't go to any church system and repent and test the Word of God. Ask God to show you truth. Ask Him to guide you. At the end of that 2 months, it'll probably take a month. You'll go, why did I ever go there? Because that's a corrupt system. Test everything you're doing. Test how you live in the world. God will guide you and He will call you out and show you out. And we're here to help you do that.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
We love you. God be praised.
Thanks be to God.